Hello and welcome to Kundalini Self-Awakened, a free mini course that teaches you the process of facilitating a Kundalini awakening. I want to thank you for joining me to learn about what I consider to be the most important information on this planet, which is your graduation from third density to the fourth density. The goal of this mini course is to empower you with the knowledge, the understandings, and the tools that you need to take Kundalini awakening into your own hands. Because one of the most common misconceptions that I hear in the spiritual community is that no one should ever attempt to awaken their own Kundalini, but you should always seek out a guru who can just awaken it for you, and that that's the only valid or safe method of Kundalini awakening. And this is a very common sort of third density way of thinking, that everything should be outsourced to an expert or a guru of some kind. But I assure you that the opposite is in fact the case, that everything you need for your own spiritual evolution is already inside of you. And in fact, learning how to facilitate this process that we call Kundalini awakening is a pivotal component of your soul's evolutionary process in this incarnation. And so as we're going to discuss, and as you're going to see for yourself, Kundalini awakenings are something that is so much more important and significant than mankind has ever properly understood. A Kundalini awakening is not just some kind of spiritual novelty to be bragged about to people, but it is actually representing an incredible leap in consciousness, or a transition from one density level of consciousness to the next. It is quite literally a neurobiological upgrade of the human nervous system, which gives us a glimpse, and I stress a glimpse, of the power, the intelligence, and the bliss that is waiting for mankind in the fourth density of consciousness. But first, before mankind can taste that glimpse of the fourth density, we must transcend the current limits of our third density level of consciousness. And every single person who raises Kundalini and ascends their consciousness to the fourth density level provides the single greatest aid to this planet that could ever be given. Your consciousness is connected to the collective consciousness of the whole planet. All minds are joined in the collective field of consciousness, and this means that every mind affects every other mind. And this has already been proven through quantum mechanics and the science of entanglement. So by awakening Kundalini, you help to elevate the collective frequency. And so I consider teaching this material no small endeavor, because each one of us who truly wakes up and transcends the limits of third density consciousness and attains the state of unity consciousness in the fourth density truly commits the greatest act of service to others that is available. So in summary, we could say that the more that awaken, the more awaken. Your awakening has an exponential effect on the planet. And in fact, in the Law of One, Ra calls it the doubling effect. We know that energy and consciousness are one. Energy is consciousness in motion, and space is consciousness at rest. And we are just now gaining the technology to measure the human biofield. This is the electromagnetic energy field that our subtle body generates. And the frequency of our torus field is based on our level of consciousness. And the more spiritually developed we are, the greater the frequency our torus field will generate. Let's suppose that the upper limit for a third density energy field is 100 volts of energy. If we could measure a fourth density being's energy field, it would be generating up to 500 volts of energy. This is because the fourth density frequency range extends up to 5 times higher than the third density range. And so a fourth density being in the universe is able to utilize and express up to 5 times more consciousness than a third density being can. In fact, in the Law of One, Ra says that if we were to interact with fourth density beings, they would appear to us like gods. This is why it's very common for people who undergo a Kundalini awakening to suddenly develop all kinds of psychic abilities like telepathy, or clairvoyance, or physical healing, or a host of other abilities we could name. These are called siddhis in Sanskrit, which means supernatural abilities. And although these abilities appear to be supernatural to us, these are actually just the normal powers of the Green Ray Energy Center, which has finally come online in the chakra network. The third density chakra is the solar plexus, or the yellow ray energy center. And this is the energy center that gives us the ability to be a social being, to have complex social relationships, and form hierarchies, religions, structures, governments, economies, technology, and everything we see here in the third density plane. Well, likewise, the green ray, or the heart chakra, gives us the ability to see and abide in the awareness of oneness, to understand naturally that the universe is one being, and that unity is the highest truth. And from this awareness, we naturally operate in unconditional love. And so the fourth density state of consciousness is a very blissful, happy state of consciousness that is free of suffering. And from this awareness of oneness, all psychic abilities also become available. And so this is just the natural state of a fourth density positive being all throughout the universe. But here on Earth, we can hardly imagine that a state of consciousness like that is truly available to us here and now. But I'm here to tell you emphatically that it is. But with that being said, ascending to this much higher frequency range of consciousness requires an upgrade of the human nervous system. And how does that happen? You guessed it, through Kundalini awakening. Kundalini is quite literally a biological event in the nervous system. You might even say a miraculous event. Within each one of us is a living miracle called Kundalini, which is the dormant fourth density energy within us that is awaiting activation through the heart chakra. And this is why in Hinduism, Kundalini is also called Shakti, the feminine, or the energy of love that lies in wait for Shiva, the third eye, to become aware of its presence and activate it. And Shakti begins making her ascension up the spinal highway to her lover Shiva at the third eye. We are awakening the feminine energy of love in the nervous system. As the heart chakra is awakened and gradually comes online through our spiritual development, the heart chakra eventually reaches a point where it sends a signal to the base of the spine, literally to the coccygeal gland, also called Lushka's gland, or the Kundalini gland, which is at the tip of the tailbone, and it is comprised of a smooth muscle that actually pulsates and contracts and begins sending this newly activated energy up the spinal highway and infuses the chakras with a higher frequency of energy. This begins a kind of inner purification process, both physically, mentally, and spiritually, that once begun, cannot be stopped or reversed. At worst, it can only be slowed down to our own detriment, as we're going to talk about in one of the upcoming modules. So Kundalini awakening is a very complicated biological event that science has not even begun to study or understand yet. So we're going to be focusing more on the metaphysical aspect of Kundalini awakening in this program. But for now, all you really need to know is that this event increases the amount of energy output in the subtle body up to 2x, meaning our nervous system literally is generating twice the amount of available energy, which allows us to reach much higher states of consciousness. Now, although the full fourth density frequency range is up to 5 times higher than the third density range, our nervous systems would simply not be able to handle a 5x upgrade all at once. We probably need another 1,000 years of biological evolution for our physical bodies to catch up to the full frequency range that is available in the fourth density. But believe me when I say that a 2x upgrade of energy and consciousness is plenty for us to handle for now. And so the important point I'm trying to make here is that although our consciousness may be in the fourth density range, our physical body in this incarnation will always be a yellow ray or third density body. And so there's only so much that it can handle. But even to be able to glimpse the beginning stages of fourth density consciousness in this life is a spiritual treasure that very few beings get to experience. A common question that I hear anytime I teach this material is, Aaron, are you telling me that if I haven't had a Kundalini awakening yet, that my heart chakra is not activated yet? Surely that can't be true. I mean, I feel love for people all the time. I feel love for my children, my friends, my family, my spouse, my parents. Doesn't that mean my heart chakra has to be active? And the answer is yes, of course. Any moment that you feel unconditional love for another being, your heart chakra had to have been active in that moment. But the question is not whether or not it is active sometimes, but how often is it activated? A Kundalini awakening only begins once the heart chakra is active at least 51% or more of the time. And so it's the crossing of this threshold of 51% that causes the green ray energy center to send that signal down to the Kundalini gland at the base of the spine and begin the ascension process. So a Kundalini awakening actually begins from the heart down to the root and then gradually makes its way all the way up to the crown chakra. It is the heart chakra that begins the awakening process and actually joins the neural connection of the lower three chakras, adding to it the fourth chakra. But in order to make this neural connection, Kundalini has to do a lot of inner purification on those lower three chakras to balance them to match the energy of the heart. And that's where the difficulty lies in a Kundalini awakening process. So let's do some simple math to get an idea of the compound effects that a Kundalini awakening can have on the planetary consciousness. Let's suppose that the upper limit of energy that a third density nervous system can generate is 100. And the average person on Earth is only generating about 50 volts of energy. This means that just one person who awakens Kundalini, taking it all the way to the crown, is now putting out 200 volts of energy, which is 4 times more energy than the average person on Earth. And again, because all minds are joined, this has a significant effect on the collective consciousness, especially as more and more people begin awakening Kundalini. Think about our planetary consciousness like popcorn in a microwave. As the heat begins to turn up, it takes about a minute or two for the first kernel to pop. But slowly, the kernels begin to pop one by one. And the more kernels that pop, the more heat is added to the container, causing even more kernels to pop. And eventually, the microwave sounds like a machine gun going off. This is what the compound effect of Kundalini awakenings will have on our planet. The more of us who awaken Kundalini, the more energy we generate in the container of our planet. Now, I want you to just imagine the influence that fourth density beings will have on our society as time progresses. With so many beings walking around the world, displaying incredible genius and talent, having psychic abilities, being totally mentally stable, no longer suffering at all, but exuding great peace and love and happiness. Everyone who's not experiencing this extraordinary state of consciousness is going to begin seeking out someone who is to teach them how to get there. And then, as fourth density beings begin to meet and mate and reproduce, they're going to pass down those genetic codes to their children, and gradually the human genome or genetic code will be upgraded to a fourth density level. And so at some point, everyone's going to know at least one or two people who are in the fourth density state, and those who lag behind in consciousness, so to speak, are going to have some pretty incredible motivation to evolve their consciousness, because there will simply be no more ability to deny that this is the next evolutionary state of consciousness for the human being, and it is available now to anyone who wants it. But at this point in our planetary evolution, it is somewhat rare to come across a being who's in the fourth density state. But more and more people are awakening by the day, and every single person who ascends to the fourth density has an exponential effect on their own world and environment, truly an immeasurable effect that causes even more beings to wake up and begin ascending. So truly, we are all ascending together as a planetary civilization, and the effects of this planetary awakening are only just beginning to be felt by us in this moment. So I hope that that helps you to better understand why I consider this to be the most important information that I could possibly share with the world at this time, and why this is the most meaningful purpose that any one of us can have. Because together, we can exponentially accelerate the evolution of consciousness on this planet, quietly and safely, from the comfort of our own home. And the best part is, there's quite literally nothing that the negative polarity can do to stop it. The negative polarity may have temporarily captured the institutions and the governments on our planet, but we each wield a power far greater than anything the negative polarity could hope to have. And that is the power of love, which lives within our very own nervous system. And the power of our unity to awaken and harness that power together. So, in conclusion, I'm so grateful to be here with you on our planet at this most critical time, doing this most important spiritual work together. And whether you know it or not, humanity and Mother Gaia herself also thanks you for your service. In our next module, we're going to be discussing how to ensure success in our Kundalini awakening by clarifying our intention and empowering our mindset. If you enjoyed this video and you'd like to take the next 9 modules in this free mini course, you can do so now by clicking the link in the description below, download the 4D University app, and enjoy at your own pace. I'll see you there.